Cyberbullying incident sparks community concern. In the wake of a distressing incident with a Screven Christian Academy student last week, the issue of cyberbullying has surged to the forefront of discussions in Screven County. The incident, involving a student who fell victim to online harassment away from the school, has prompted parents, educators, and community members to confront the pervasive and damaging effects of bullying in the digital age. Cyberbullying, a form of harassment that takes place through digital devices and online platforms, has become increasingly prevalent among today's youth. From hurtful messages and false rumors to the dissemination of personal information, cyberbullying can inflict deep emotional scars on its victims. The incident has prompted a reflection on the root causes of bullying behavior. While there is no simple answer, experts suggest that a lack of support and security in familial, educational, and peer environments can contribute to such behavior. Children and teenagers who feel secure and supported are less likely to bully, said a local psychologist who preferred to remain anonymous. However, those who lack this support may resort to bullying as a means of asserting power or fitting in with their peer group. Indeed, various factors such as family dynamics, personal insecurities, and social pressures can fuel bullying behavior. From experiencing violence at home to struggling with low self-esteem, individuals may turn to bullying as a coping mechanism or a means of exerting control over their surroundings. The victim was withdrawn from SCA by parents and the alleged perpetrator has been suspended pending board determination. The school board meets after press time. In light of these revelations, parents, educators, and community leaders are emphasizing the importance of fostering supportive environments and implementing comprehensive bullying prevention strategies. Open dialogues about bullying, coupled with initiatives to promote empathy and emotional intelligence, are seen as crucial steps in addressing this complex issue. Kathy Larisky, principal at SCA, says, "Luckily, this is our first incident. Everyone should know, parents and students alike, this is not behavior we condone. We have a no-tolerance policy on bullying." Moreover, there is a growing recognition of the need to provide support not only to victims of bullying but also to those who exhibit such behavior. Counseling, mentorship programs, and interventions aimed at teaching healthy social and emotional skills can play a pivotal role in guiding youth away from harmful behavior patterns. As the community grapples with the aftermath of the cyberbullying incident, there is a renewed commitment to fostering a culture of respect, empathy, and inclusivity. By working together to confront bullying in all its forms, Screven County aims to create a safer and more supportive environment for its youth. Law enforcement is currently investigating the incident.